This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, I Think, Therefore I Am, Exploring the Big Questions of Science, Faith, and Philosophy. It offers a simplified overview of how quantum mechanics, philosophical reasoning, and Christian theology come together to reveal a deeper understanding of consciousness, time, and reality. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who want to explore the subject in greater depth. D. Gene Williams Jr., PhD, Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. Have you ever wondered what makes something real? Imagine standing in a forest, surrounded by trees. If one falls far away where no one can hear it, does it make a sound? This question, as simple as it seems, challenges us to think about how we define reality. Is the tree's sound dependent on someone hearing it, or does it exist independently? Modern science, particularly in quantum mechanics, reveals that reality might depend on how we observe it. Faith teaches us that the material world isn't all there is and that there's a greater meaning to existence. Philosophy bridges the gap between the two, helping us think deeply about what it means to exist. This paper explores how science, faith, and philosophy work together to tackle life's biggest questions. Together, they reveal a richer, more meaningful picture of reality, one that invites wonder and reflection. What is reality? Let's return to the tree in the forest. Its sound waves exist, but if there's no one to interpret them as sound, do they matter? Quantum mechanics poses similar questions about particles. In the double-slit experiment, particles behave like waves, spreading out and interfering with each other. But the moment we observe which path the particle takes, it behaves like a tiny ball. This means that observation itself changes how the world behaves. Does that mean reality depends on us looking at it? Not entirely, but it does suggest that reality is more mysterious than it seems. Faith echoes this mystery. Scripture describes a world that's more than physical. For example, Colossians 1 verse 17 reminds us that in Him all things hold together, pointing to a deeper reality sustained by God's presence. Furthermore, this interplay reflects a trichotomous view of humanity, body, soul, and spirit working in harmony. The body interacts with the physical world, the soul bridges intellect and emotions, and the spirit connects to God and transcendent truth. The role of faith and science together. Science is incredible at explaining how the world works. It uncovers the rules of nature, from gravity to the speed of light. But it struggles to answer the why questions. Why are we here? What's the purpose of life? Faith steps in to provide answers to these deeper questions. For example, quantum entanglement shows that particles, even separated by vast distances, remain connected. This reflects what faith teaches about the interconnectedness of creation, how every part of the universe is woven together with purpose. Rather than competing, science and faith complement each other. Science helps us understand the how, while faith explores the why. It's no surprise to Christians that the discoveries of quantum mechanics and science fit with what the Bible teaches. Christians believe God reveals Himself in two ways, through Scripture, which is His Word, and through nature, which shows His creation. This idea has been around for centuries. St. Augustine called nature a book that complements the Bible, revealing God's handiwork in creation. Francis Bacon, a key figure in the development of modern science, described these two revelations as the book of God's Word and the book of God's works. He believed studying nature glorifies God by uncovering His design. Modern thinkers like Hugh Ross emphasize this harmony, showing that science and faith aren't enemies but partners in understanding reality. By embracing both, Christians can celebrate the wonders of creation and find deeper meaning in how the universe reflects the Creator's wisdom and purpose. Philosophy, the great interpreter. If science explains the physical world and faith explores the spiritual, where does philosophy fit? Philosophy is the bridge that connects them. It helps us interpret scientific discoveries in light of deeper truths. For example, René Descartes, who famously said, "I think, therefore I am," argued that our ability to think proves our existence. George Berkeley took it further, suggesting that the world exists because it's perceived not just by us, but ultimately by God. These philosophical ideas are relevant today. Quantum mechanics challenges our understanding of time and causality. Philosophy helps us wrestle with these questions, reminding us that science and faith are part of the same search for truth. Moreover, it helps integrate the trichotomous perspective, where the immaterial soul interprets physical sensations and bridges them to the transcendent spirit. Surprising discoveries about time and cause in quantum mechanics, experiments like the delayed choice quantum eraser suggest that decisions made now can affect outcomes in the past. While this doesn't rewrite history, it challenges the way we think about time. Faith offers insights into this mystery. Scripture describes God as existing outside time, seeing the past, present, and future as one eternal moment. This idea, called the eternal now, aligns with what quantum mechanics hints at, that time might not flow as we experience it. These discoveries remind us that our understanding of reality is limited. Both science and faith invite us to embrace the mystery, knowing there's more to explore. What does it mean for us? So why does any of this matter? Because these questions touch on the deepest parts of our humanity. Science shows us the beauty and complexity of the universe. Faith gives us purpose and meaning within it. Philosophy helps us think clearly and connect the dots. Together, they remind us that reality is both knowable and mysterious, inviting us to live with wonder and humility. Whether through the intricacies of quantum mechanics or the timeless truths of scripture, we are invited to explore a world full of meaning, a world where science, faith, and philosophy come together to illuminate the truth. Conclusion: by considering the interplay of microtubules, the soul, and the spirit, we begin to see humanity not merely as a biological entity but as a creation imbued with divine intentionality. Microtubules may provide the physical means for consciousness to interact with the soul, while the soul bridges the physical and spiritual realms. The spirit, unique to humanity, connects us to God and transcendent realities. This trichotomous view reinforces the harmony of science, faith, and philosophy, demonstrating that each discipline complements the others in revealing a unified, meaningful reality. The interconnectedness we observe in quantum mechanics reflects the interconnectedness of creation itself, a creation upheld by God's wisdom and love. By embracing this framework, we gain a deeper appreciation for the mysteries of existence and are reminded that all truth ultimately points to its divine source.